16 verses to ignite hope. In the middle of prolonged illness, it can seem like God doesn't see you. Weakness and stress can make it difficult to hold on to hope. God's strength never falters. Allow these scriptures to sink deep into your heart, igniting hope as He carries you. Number 1. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Psalm 62, 5 and 6. Number 2, I said, You are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41, 9b to 10. Number 3. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Number 4. Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Psalm 55, verse 22. Number 5. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Exodus 14, 14. Number 6. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73, verse 26. Number 7. This is what the Lord says, He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it. The Lord is His name. Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Jeremiah 33, 2-3. Number 8. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15, 13. Number 9. Now may the Lord of peace Himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Number 10. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14, verse 27. Number 11. This is what the Lord says. Blessed are the ones who trust in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 to 8. Number 12. But He said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Number 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:12-13. Number 14. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. Number 15. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. 2 Corinthians 1:3-4. And number 16. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Psalm 12:1-2. There is hope. There is always hope.